Welcome to She Knows SEO. My name is Nina Clapperton, and I am the founder of She Knows SEO. I'm so excited to be sharing SEO and AI tips with you to help you grow your website to its ultimate peaks. This is not your usual podcast, and that's because it started as a YouTube channel. So all of the videos were turned into a podcast feed, and if you're listening to this message, that means that the video was pre-made before I had this podcast channel. That means that they kind of dive right in and that they are typically more video first. So I may refer to things on the screen that you cannot see. However, if you go to @SheKnowsSEO over on YouTube, you'll be able to watch the video that accompanies it and see what I might be referring to. I also was not optimizing for audio at the time, so I apologize if some are quieter than others or aren't quite perfect in audio quality. If you can look past that, you are going to love this podcast where I share all of my SEO and AI tips. In fact, we're going to dive right into an episode right now that is exactly that. Just before we dive in, this episode is brought to you by She Knows SEO. It's sponsored by my ChatGPT Blogging Blueprint course. If you want to learn more about how to write with AI and automate your business so that you can 10 times your output, I recommend checking out my ChatGPT Blogging Blueprint course. It includes over 350 prompts that any online business owner can use to write blogs, repurpose content, write social media posts, and create online products. You can find that at sheknowsseo.co/everything. Join the course and you'll be able to get time back so that you can enjoy your life while still scaling your content creation and your income.
Did you know that you can get Ahrefs 100% for free? And I'm not talking about any weird, like, pirated site or like, oh, this is a 7-day enter your credit card free trial. No, this is 100% free all the time for everybody. It's called the Ahrefs Webmaster Tools, and I'm going to teach you how to use it just to benefit your site and your SEO. Now, at the bare minimum, it can just show you a bunch of keywords you rank for. And I know so many people who ask me about tracking position, and this is one of the ways that I do it. So to start, you need an Ahrefs Webmaster account. And as I said, 100% free. All you need to do is get yourself to the Ahrefs Webmaster Tools page. You can Google it. It's the very first one that comes up. And we're going to scroll to the bottom of the page. And here, you're going to sign up. Use whatever email you prefer or Facebook or Google, and then you're going to have to verify it, and then we can get started. Now, that's going to bring you over to Ahrefs to a dashboard. Now, this is what it looks like for everybody. This is going to be the same if you have a paid plan or the free plan, but the Webmaster Tools are these details down here. I didn't mean to blur that. It's She Knows SEO. I don't know what I did there, but whatever. Accidents happen. So this is what it looks like at a glance, but your very first time, there won't be anything here. So we need to create a project. And from here, you're going to import from Google Search Console. So you're going to click on that, and then a little pop-up is going to show up and be like, hey, pick whichever Google email you need. So make sure you pick the one that is connected to the Google Search Console account for whatever site you're looking at. So I don't want to go in and use my weird, like, 13-year-old Gmail account or something. Like, and by 13-year-old, I mean from when I was 13, not that it's from 13 years ago. It's more than that now. So we don't want to use that weird one. We want to use the one that is connected to our GSC. So when I pull it up for my main account, I have two clients here and I just want to respect their privacy, so we're going to hide them. But this is what shows up. So you can toggle to have none of them selected, all of them, one of them, whatever you want. In this case, I would just select all of them. So I have both of these getting integrated. I don't know what word I was trying to say. Added, I guess, to the account. Now, I always ask it to start the first audit now. I want it to start analyzing the site immediately. However, you can decide if you want to schedule weekly audits or not. That will have it crawl your site regularly. And some people don't want to have a bunch of bots on their site. Now, this is not like any sort of hacking bots or anything. It's just trying to analyze your site to find a bunch of information. And we'll go through that all that information. It is up to you. I've left it on for most of my sites, but your choice. I never have it crawl external links. On the free plan, it will basically do nothing for you, so it's not worth it. Now, if you have a paid plan, you'll be able to use folders. We don't get that on the free plan, so we're going to leave it alone. And then you just click import, and it's going to connect it to your site, and we'll go back to that dashboard. And this is where you'll end up again. So here we have our site. Again, I'm not sure why I accidentally blurred that. My bad. So this is She Knows SEO. It'll say She Knows SEO there. And then we have a health score. Now, the health score is questionable. It will vary every single time it runs. And I find it's because your security plugin or whatever security system you have set up on your blog will be like, bots, and then turn them away sometimes. And then other times it lets them through. It's fickle. I don't know. Maybe I have no idea. Something happens there. And so once in a while, I get a great score like this when it actually is allowed to check out my site. But a lot of times it'll say like 20. And I'm like, what? Why? Nothing changed from last week. And nothing did change except that the bots didn't get through that week. That is the only change. So take it with a grain of salt. Then we have domain rating, which is Ahrefs' version of domain authority. So it's kind of their answer to the Moz system, and the numbers will never be the same. So it's okay. My DA on this site is 22 at time of recording, and my DR is 24. So pretty close, not the same though. And typically I've had I have had wider discrepancies between them for a while. It just happens. It's totally okay. Then we have the referring domain. So that's going to be the actual like domain of the site linking to you. So if I from She Knows SEO link to Ahrefs, that's one referring domain giving one link. But if I from She Knows SEO link 5 times to Ahrefs, that's 5 backlinks from one referring domain. Then we have organic traffic. So this is just going to be the traffic that comes from Google. Is it accurate? It tries. First of all, it's pulling from GSC, which is already not super accurate for our actual traffic. I also find it seems to adjust stuff because that is not the organic traffic for this site. It is over, I think it's 4 times higher than that almost. No, it'd be 3.5 times. I don't know. Some sort of math. It's higher. That's all I know. But we know our traffic elsewhere. So I look at it more for the average graph because it will show kind of the same pattern as my GA. For how my organic traffic is moving. That's kind of all I look at it for there. I prefer to look at it for the organic keywords. That is my favorite part of this, where you can see all of the keywords you rank in the top 100 for. So it's not necessarily that you rank number one. I wish this site ranked for 4,800 number one positions. It doesn't. It's not going to with all of these other, like it just doesn't have the, what's the word? It doesn't have the content, basically. It doesn't have a lot of posts on it. Most of the stuff on this site's no index. So that would play a big role. But yeah, sorry, I had a brain fart there. Then we have a breakdown here by location. This is helpful because most ad networks require a certain percentage of US traffic or of like basically Anglo-Saxon traffic. So like white English-speaking places typically. The US, UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada tend to be the ones that they prefer. So seeing what's your number one is going to be important. Now we're going to dive in a little bit more to actually like what I use here inside of Ahrefs. Now, if you want to just start clicking around, that is the best way to figure out what you get access to, especially because they change it decently regularly, like not daily or anything, but like often enough that I keep getting confused as to what you still have access to, because they really like revoking things and downgrading stuff right now. They're in their minimalist era, I guess, or something. But you can just click through everything and it won't charge you. It'll like tell you, okay, you just don't get access unless you pay. So it's not like, oh, you're going to trip into something and then need to pay money for it. Unless you, I guess, want to subscribe. So that would be the only reason. Okay, so I clicked on She Knows SEO, and now we are in the Site Explorer area doing an overview of my site. And so we're going to get a lot of the same information we just had before, but you'll notice up here it says US. So we actually can select separate locations or all locations, but it will always default to the US for here. If you scroll down, you'll get to see some information about your site. So you'll see some of these things you have to like unlock, so you can tell it changes a bit, but this like chart you have to pay for. We don't always need charts. It's okay. So here we're going to be able to see, okay, what's our traffic by location, the number of referring domains, followed, not followed links. So do follow or no follow links. I like to sort this by DR so I can see the DR of the sites that are linking to me. It's not really an average, but you can see the percentage here. Then we have our top organic competitors. These are people that you could mine for keywords. Basically, it means that you are ranking for a keyword that they are also ranking for. And so Ahrefs is like, hey, maybe you should steal from them. Not like in an aggressive way. That's what mining keywords is. Now down here, you'll see like the number of pages that you have and how much traffic they get. I expected way more of them to get zero traffic because I have so many like kind of decorative tracking pages. But I guess the point is that they're supposed to track, I guess. So people do go to them. I don't know. This site seems to be mostly pages, in my opinion, that are just like sitting there with one sentence for us to track stuff. Down here, you're going to get some technical SEO errors. So, okay, does the page have a redirect? That's not an error, but it's important to note. Was the page not found at all? Well, that would be a problem. We got to fix that. And then any other 4XX client errors. This is where I find a lot of the ones where it was like, oh no, we didn't find it. But like the bots just got turned away. That's where I find most of those, but important to check in case something actually is wrong. Now we get access to a variety of things on this sidebar over here. Not all of them, but enough of them. So I'm going to focus on the ones that I use regularly. There are others that I pop into once in a while, but mostly this is what I use. So the very first thing is backlinks. We want to know who is linking to our site. Now, the very first thing is backlinks. We want to know who is linking to our site, who's talking about us. And this is where we're going to be able to see that. So we're going to get what the page is that is linking to us and the link from it, which is really helpful and easy to see at a glance. We're going to get the DR of that whole site, but also the page. I keep calling it page authority because you are just sounds weird, I guess. You'll see the average domain traffic or estimated domain traffic. Again, not perfect. And then over here, you're going to be able to see the actual like little snippet of text where your link is included. I think this is so great because I can see the exact anchor text that I have, as well as a link to my site, but also like a bit of context. Because like sometimes, I don't know, like just travel blog, what? Now this is, I know where that is, so it makes sense for where it is. But if that was just like all it told me, I would be worried like, where did this come from? What's happening? But here you can see, yeah, just the different way that they show up and how they're sorted. So you can also filter these by do follow or no follow. People will often use the no follow version to then message those people and be like, hey, would you please like change it to do follow? I've never bothered doing that myself, to be honest, just never been the kind of thing I want to spend time on. But you can do that if you want to. Do follow are the ones that we want more so, but like you've already got them here, so you're kind of good. Then we also have, where is it? Organic keywords. This is the next place that I spend time. So here we're going to see all of the keywords that we rank for. And this is going to be as of today. So it used to be that you could compare keywords from the past week or so. It would give you like a 7-day view. And in the position, you could see like new, lost, improved, declined. And that was amazing. That was my favorite feature. And I am so sad that they got rid of that from the free plan. But we can still use a lot of the information here. Like there is still a lot of good information. I just wish they had left that one thing. That would have been very, very nice of them. So here we get a list of all the keywords, and then you're going to be like, what's SF? It's SERP features. I know it's weird. It doesn't show up anywhere else. No one else uses that, but whatever. So it's every type of way that you can rank on that Google, on the first page of Google. So it's like, okay, what are the extra little versions of ranking you could do? That's really awkward to say, but essentially it's things like a snippet, the like little shopping widget at the top. People also ask, like they're not technically extra, I guess they are extra elements, but it's just different ways to rank on that first page. Then we get volume, which is going to be the equivalent to impressions in Google Search Console. Not perfectly accurate. Like it's an estimate. We have keyword difficulty, which is the way that Ahrefs has determined the difficulty of this keyword. Mostly based on backlinks, but there are some other things in there. And so it will just tell you if it's easy or hard, basically. just like Keysearch, it goes from like green to red. Green is easy, red is hard. I don't do ads, so I ignore cost per click. And then traffic is going to be what it thinks is the number of, or the amount of like clicks that you're getting off of Google, essentially. I find it massively downplays both traffic and volume compared to other keyword research tools and compared to Google Search Console when I eventually rank for the stuff, but helpful. And I do kind of prefer that it underreports, because like I would rather be very pleasantly surprised than be like, oh, I thought that would bring 1,000 page views, but it only brought 100. I would rather the opposite. And that has happened to me a few times with Ahrefs. Then we have the position that you are currently ranking in. Remember, we're in the US, so it's in that country. It can change depending on the country that you look at, but this is helpful. So you can filter if you want to like sort by other way. I always made it go this way. This way you can sort, okay, what are my number one rankings first? Because we often want to know those. And then that would allow you to go through and look at what you're ranking for and then how you're ranking. I think this is so cool where it shows like a little snapshot of the extra element, I guess, that you're ranking inside of. So I have a few featured snippets here. That's amazing and helpful to know. A lot of other keyword research tools will just rank you as number one for that, but they don't explain that, okay, you're kind of a different type of number one because traffic is very different from a featured snippet. Like that conversion rate is typically lower than if you were a true number one and there was nothing above you, no extra element. But this is the way that you're going to figure out, yeah, what you're ranking for at a glance, essentially. What I really like doing is with position, you can filter for your top three and be like, oh, look, I have all these posts in the top three, or pardon me, all these keywords in the top three. That's so great. And it is. But a better way to do it is to find everything where you are ranking 2 to 10, even 4 to 10, or 2 to 20, I would say. And it's going to help you find opportunities that for keywords that are like close to the top, and maybe if you just did a little bit more, or got a backlink or something, that would get you to the top. So I love this because it basically, it's a lot like Query Hunter. I think it's why I fell in love with Query Hunter when it first came out. I have a video on that you guys can watch. It's an amazing tool, highly recommend. It does it at a post level. This is doing it site-wide for me. And so I was able to be like, hey, look, there's all these things that I'm ranking for that maybe I didn't even use that word, or maybe that post is so close to the top, it just needs a backlink to get there, something like that. And then I can start making my plan of attack to move these up in the search results. So I do wish that we still had like the declined or improved. And I think like new and improved was just nice because you were like, look, it's paying off. It's so fun. And I will say the one good thing is they still email that report, at least for me. I don't know if they're going to, if they keep doing that, but they always have for me, even after they stopped including it here. So once a month I get an email that's like, here are your new top, or your new ones in the top three, in I think the rest of the top 10, and then in, and then just generally below 20 or something. I don't know. I don't remember the exact breakdown. I love getting that email every month because it just breaks it down kind of by those sections. And it's just kind of cool to see how things move around. I think it's just kind of an interesting thing. That is the closest to rank tracking I get. And I'll be honest, I don't even look at it every single month. And even when I do, I don't know that I actually like really absorb it. I'm just like, yeah, cool. And then I keep moving. But I think it's a really cool feature. So I do enjoy that part of it. And I do, I wish that they still had it in the full results here. But this can still work really well for helping you find opportunities for things that just need a little bit more love. And actually in the opportunities section here, you'll find low-hanging fruit basically does the same thing. It does positions 4 to 15. Where it's things that just need a bit of an update. I don't look at most of the rest of these, but there are other things here that we have access to. So we can access the featured snippets where it's like, hey, this has a featured snippet, but you don't rank for it. So I've never really looked at this within my strategy. I tend to go through that more manually, but it is a really great way to be like, okay, how could I snag that for these different posts or the different keywords? The one thing I will say is if it is not your primary keyword and adjusting that post might risk the primary keyword, I do not always go for the featured snippet. I just don't think that you would need it every single time if that's not your primary keyword. So just keep that in mind a little bit. Then the next thing and kind of the last thing I use this for is internal links. And I'll be honest, I don't do this super often since I have Link Whisper now. And I've had Link Whisper for a few years, which tells you how long I've been using the Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. I had this long before I had Link Whisper, and it was such a great way to see at a glance everything I link to from a specific post. So in this post, this best laptops for blogging, I link to all of these other posts. Now, the important thing to note is, number one, it picks up your menu. So this, the SEO guide, is just in my menu. It's going to have my about section in different places. This read more about Nina's journey here is from my sidebar. So you're going to have to sort through to be like, okay, what's the actual links that are inside of this post? And if you have a read more section at the bottom, sometimes it puts those first. Like here I can tell, okay, the anchor text is exactly the title. That's from my read more section at the bottom of the post. So you're going to need to kind of look through to see what is an actual internal link and what's not. And that's why Link Whisper is just a little bit easier. But this does give you an opportunity to be like, okay, what have I linked to? Did I miss something? Maybe does this post only go out to like link out to 3, not to 10 things? Those are kind of some simple, quick ways to see what's happening with your internal linking. Not perfect, to be honest. Like, I would still definitely say this is supplementary to your strategy, and you're going to have to, like, obviously go in and add the links. Or I hope that was obvious. I'm not sure if it was. You might not know. That's fair. You're new to this. So that was, yeah, those are really all the things that I do with this. You can see pages that, like, have the most links to them. Top content are going to be, it's going to be content that gets the most referred traffic from social media. I don't really check that. It's not my thing, so not for me. We have top pages will be the pages on your site that get the most traffic. I think that, yeah, that's really all that I do here. Now, the next thing that I do, I'm going to click over to site audit, and we're going to be able to look at some of those errors on the site. So these are those like health errors that I was talking about where it's like, oh no, the world is ending. Everything's bad. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, we will all have errors on our site once in a while, and it just depends every time it crawls your site as to like how many it might have. I don't click through every single one of these every single time. It depends on, like, if they're super critical, then I would, but I'm pretty comfortable now knowing that my site is working and that this is just par for the course when some errors happen. Or it just like gets confused about stuff. So for example, these orphan pages, it's like, oh no, you have 10 orphan pages. I do, but they're all like those like thank you page at the end of once you purchase from me, it sends you there. Just that way my like Google Analytics can track things basically for a Looker data studio I'm building. So they need to not have links to them because they are just one sentence on a page. So then that's okay. Now, for other stuff, like no indexing a page, that's not bad, but I guess they're like, hey, did you mean to do that? Same for the redirect is like, it's not technically bad as long as you meant to do it. So I guess it does help you at a glance see that. I've basically used it for like finding missing alt text and for missing meta descriptions. Sometimes it'll also tell you like if you have like broken JavaScript or something and broken images. Now, the broken images, not perfect, but I find that's the thing that I look at the most because I'm like, okay, I would not be able to tell that in any other way unless I click through every post on my site, and I'm not going to do that. So I want to verify that all those images actually exist and still work because we just don't want like empty, broken stuff on our site. And you can find that at a, like kind of more quickly if you click over to images over here. But for me, I will just look at all the issues and then go through kind of step by step and then see, is it real? Does it need fixing? And if it does, then I fix it. That simple. So there you have it. That is the Google Webmaster Tools that you can use for your site to be able to track your keywords, track your backlinks, do a little bit of like cursory checks of things like internal links. Definitely, I still recommend Link Whisper over just figuring it out here because then you still have to do it, like add the links and that's more work. But this is a very helpful free tool to give you a basic understanding of your technical SEO, your on-page SEO, and your off-page SEO. Less so on-page SEO, I just mean the keywords, basically. It can help you find keyword opportunities that maybe you slightly missed out on, or maybe just need a bit more of an update. And that's really the best way to use this, is it's a way to just kind of, I don't know, put the sprinkles on top of your sundae of your SEO strategy. You don't necessarily need all of these things, and you can do them elsewhere. You could do that position tracking in Google Search Console. You could look at a lot of these breakdowns in Google Analytics, but it's free, so it's fine to do it here too. If it's free, I think it's always a good alternative as long as it's functional, and this one really, really is. So I hope you enjoyed this little walkthrough of Ahrefs Webmaster Tools and the ways that I use it to help my SEO strategy on a variety of sites. Now, I have yet to hit a limit for the number of sites you can add to the free plan. So I don't know if there is a limit, but I have a number of sites on here and it keeps letting me add more. I think as long as you like have access to the Google Search Console, it's like, have at it. So if anyone else has ever hit a limit, please let me know. I would love to know if there's actually like an end in sight I should be worried about, or I should be trying to like move things around. But to my knowledge, there is not. And you can then add all of your sites here and get a great little at a glance as well to see that little bit of information about changeover from the past month. Have things grown? Have things declined? Both happen, to be honest. Like, it's not going to be exact all the time. And for things like when you lose a backlink, sometimes they're those weird spammy things that are just like, again, someone smashed their hand on a keyboard and random letters and numbers were generated into a domain. We kind of want to lose those. So I just think it's a great way to get a quick snapshot of what's happening with your business so that you can then feel more confident that what you're doing is working, or figure out that it's not, and then take the steps that you need to improve it. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please like and subscribe. I am an SEO expert and I teach everybody about how they can grow passive income through a website online just with SEO. I hope I see you guys soon and have a lovely day. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by She Knows SEO. I want to offer you a quick freebie to help you improve your output with AI. If you struggle with AI sounding like a peppy robot, I have the solution for you. All you need is a style guide. Go to sheknowsseo.co/style and you'll get my free ChatGPT style guide template. You will get a complete style guide to have AI actually sound like you so that you can save tons of time editing. Again, you can find that at sheknowsseo.co/style.